Awesome. Okay. So welcome everyone to A-Life Academy. This month we're talking about our focus is on money love. And I just want to give a little overview of this month. We have the mindset tool. Every month we focus on a specific mindset tool. And so this month we're focusing on singular focus. That what I focus on expands, and that when I channel my energy and focus on that one step, that next step to realize my vision, that is when where we really start to get traction. So how's everyone doing with that? Before I wanted to, with this singular focus. Has anyone noticed any difference, or are there any challenges with that?
Well,
and if you have any background noise, just you can also star six. Isabel, do you want to say something?
Well, it's Isabel, Tara. How are you?
Yes. Hi.
I'm still in Switzerland, so it's hard for me to focus on one thing, but yes, I'm focusing on my family life at this moment. Mm-hmm. And that helps me to realize that I have too many things going on in Costa Rica.
Mm.
And I have to choose on what I want to focus this year. Last year I focused on my clinic and on my patients, and this year I want to focus more on the things I am selling or offering to my patients.
Yeah.
But yes, being in Switzerland and focusing only on my family and not on people I left in Costa Rica helps me to understand how important it is to be here and being at the present moment and not being with my head with the other kids in Costa Rica or with my patients here and there. So I'm here, I'm helping. Here, and I can really feel the difference. I am present. I am here.
Yes. Awesome. Yeah. It really, sometimes that's the beauty of having a flex week or, you know, when we go away to really to have that different perspective. And that's perfect to take that time and focus on where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's very good. Very good. Does anyone else want to share?
Tara?
Yes. Hi, Maguri.
Can you hear me? Hi.
Yes.
I think I'm having difficulties, I think. I was thrown off by medical emergency, and I'm dealing with all the bills, and I still have to go find another doctor. And like it's all the money thing, the money issue came up, and because I'm transitioning to summer, I'm finding another job for summer, and I just made a decision based on fear that I'm just gonna teach because whatever I have, I just have to do it, and so right now I don't feel very good.
Well, wait. Let's just focus, though. Right now we're talking about, I want to redirect for a moment, because right now we're talking about, like, how are we that singular focus? And so even when you're in a place right now where I get where it's, if there is uncertainty or there's things that have happened that are feels like it's taking you off course, what's really important is to ground it and to connect to your vision, even as, you know, you have a hiccup and you have something you're like, gosh, I have this medical emergency. I have a health challenge that's coming up. I wonder how I'm going to walk through this and how it's going to connect me deeper to my vision. I wonder how, like, why this lesson is presented right now and what it's going to mean as I absolutely realize my vision this year. So, or what's the lesson that the universe is giving me? And I share that because one of the tools that you're learning here in A-Life is how to navigate those challenges and still navigate those challenges and still manifest your dreams. That because often it's those things that happen that we go sideways in our thought processes and even in the self-talk. So I wanted to just cut that off for a moment, not to cut you off, Megumi, because I don't want there's a way that the mind can start going and it kind of takes you down a road where you don't want to go. And so even if you're saying, I'm choosing this to go to teach music, that's an honorable thing to do. And it's okay, you know, how do I do this and also add these other gigs so that I create my flow. So does that help you, Megumi? Or what are your thoughts about that?
I'm sorry.
Oh. Yeah. What's coming out for you? Do you want to share, or do you want us to?
I just feel overwhelmed.
Okay. Well, let's address. We will address that. It's just important that we. These are the things that happen, right, in our life where we have stuff comes up and we feel. Overwhelm can come. We have challenges with our family, with health, I mean, money, and what you're learning is how, as you clear the blocks and change your thought patterns, how do you experience feel the way give yourself permission to feel how you're feeling, but then also then say, okay, you know, it's an hour, now it's time I need to, to move out of that story. I shared with you guys last week when all the stuff arrived in my house, and there was a couple hours that I could not see what was the solution. There was just so much stuff. And it's just not as easy to call someone up and just go pick it up. But then there was a choice for me. Do I stay in this place, or do I breathe, know that everything is going to be okay, and ask? And ask, you know, what is the solution? And actually, I think I shared last week, I actually got excited. Because I know when these things come up and it feels like everything is hitting the fan, that is when, if you walk through this, it gets so, so amazing. It really, now all of our stuff has been handled. Pretty much, we still have some pictures we have to make decisions on, and just walking through it. So right now, I think for everyone, before we get started on the content, it is safe for me. I give myself permission to detach from my story. I love myself. I have compassion for myself. I feel my emotions and integrate them easily. I quickly and easily replace negative thoughts with positive, uplifting thoughts. I have courage. I am brave. I am fully committed. I think that's part of it, is just that, just knowing that the path to realizing our vision, like whatever, however you want to define success, it's going to have challenges. It's just a given. It's part of the game. It's like, okay, how am I going to solve these challenges? So let's move on. The reason I interjected there, because we want to really focus on staying. Just in the energy of the group, and what we're focusing on, and so. And these are just those mindset habits that we're learning. So this week, our focus is on money flow. And let's see, wait just a second. I got the wrong notes. Actually, that's next week's. Okay, here we go. Next week, we're going to focus on money flow. This week, we're talking about the focus on the signpost. So this is a perfect topic, Mugumi, for us, because we're looking at the signposts that reflect our outer relationship with money. So I shared, we had a prompt in a group to look at, and that was also part of the laundry list. Actually, just a second, let me make sure I have that laundry list. It's all money love blocks. So everyone, I think most of you all, good. I have everyone's, yay, or many of yours, so thank you for sharing that. So we're working on those today. So when we look at the signpost, I was thinking a lot about this. Like, we used to live in Florida. It's where my oldest daughter was born. And I remember driving in West Palm Beach. It's this very affluent neighborhood, like all on the ocean. People like Donald Trump and names like that have these homes. And the homes are like, I'm not even sure, like they're like $100 million homes, $50 million. I mean, they're really this like prime piece of, you know, Palm Beach real estate. And they're amazing, the architecture and these, you know, statues and these just gilded gates and beautiful turquoise water. And when we wanted to relax, we would, especially when we just have a little baby, my daughter was just born, we would drive on this road by the ocean and look at these homes. And I would feel so, it was just exciting to me to look at these homes. They're just so, so beautiful. And I know that, like, I remember my mom, when I would go with her when she was visiting, she would see a house like that, you know, that's 20,000, 30, just this really huge number of this kind of house, right? 20,000 square foot home, these mansions. And she would say, like, why does someone need to have a house like that? You know, it's just, she would kind of start talking in that direction. And I would say, no, Mom, I think it's amazing that someone can think and create a home like that, that they have an idea, that they're able to create that kind of wealth, and that they can employ an architect and designers and, I mean, all these people. I'm sure that the architect and the designer are happy that there's someone that could actually, they can imagine something and create something for them, and they can also receive abundance. So when it came to looking at houses like that, my energy was really clear. And yet there's, in other areas, you know, people will still show up as signposts to show me where I, what blocks I need to clear to, as I progress and up level. So for an example, I have a close friend, and we, our businesses are about in the same place, kind of a parallel businesses, and we always text each other. And so sometimes, you know, she would share that she had have a success. And as much as I love her, there was something about it when she would share something that I'd feel this little twinge of jealousy. And it would point to me that I still had a little sense of scarcity that, for instance, that her success was somehow, you know, it's not even logical would affect my success. And so I think about that, and I'm like, oh, you know, I really need to clear that. There's something that I need to let go of. And I'm sharing this with you because, you know, as I share the example of the houses, I don't have, you know, I have really clear energy about that. I was driving in my friend Summer McShavitt's car. She has this awesome Tesla. I just started hearing about them. They're like, it's like a $100,000 car, but really, really cool. It does everything. It has this awesome screen. And so I was really excited for her to see her. She teaches all about manifesting, and she had this car. And so whenever someone, you have a feeling that there's like a trigger or anger or any lower vibrational feeling, whether it could be anger or just this twinge, the people will show up in our life to show us where we need to heal. And that's exactly what we need to clear if we want to create more abundance. And so just as I shared with my friend, I still had that, like, you know, kind of grade school competitive thing going on that I continued to work on clearing that. So then the next time she shared with me her success, I felt authentically happy for her. And that's really has nothing to do with her. It's about me and the growth, you know, where I need to go. And so today we are looking and identifying what are those signposts for you. Because when you get to the root of those and you pay attention to whatever is standing in your way and you release it, you absolutely will pop. It's these things that are standing between you and creating the life you really, really love, just as I shared with you. And so to give you an example of some of these stories, it's like, you know, write some of these things down as we're, if you have any ideas as it comes up. I'm hearing some little, let's see, I'm just going to mute. Sorry to hear like some little talking right there. Because today, this is my intention. My intention for this hour that we spend together is that you absolutely release whatever blocks are standing between you and growing the money flow that you desire. And one of the things that I do naturally, and I've been doing it ever since I've discovered energy work, is I clear things. I clear whatever's showing up on a daily basis. I don't wait for like months. I mean, anytime I feel a twinge or just a yucky feeling, or whatever, I mean, even an example would be we had a little get together at my house for my husband's birthday last night, and we had a lot of friends, like, you know, parents of the other kids that were just starting to develop friendships. And, you know, there are a lot of people that are, like, you know, multi-millionaires, like this other guy is like a venture capitalist that is talking about partnering with the heiress of Walmart. It's like worth billions of dollars. And it was interesting, and I'm not sharing this from a place of bragging. It was interesting because I'm starting to attract, I talked to this one guy about this developer who we started talking about manifesting, and he's like, oh, yeah, I totally get that. I read Napoleon Hill when I was 14 years old, and I really took those principles to heart, and I made tens of millions of dollars, and then I lost tens of millions of dollars because I wasn't managing my thoughts, and they started to go take a downturn. But then I shifted it again, and then I made tens of millions of dollars. So he goes, it totally works. I imagine something, I envision it, and it comes to pass. It's super powerful. So we're having this conversation. Here's this, like, developer. And I'm sharing this with you because a couple years ago, I would not feel comfortable at that vibration. I still had that not feeling good enough conversation, or just something like, you know, when you do something in your energy, like where you put someone above you, or, you know, that was me. And so I might not be as, I wouldn't be as authentic. I really wouldn't, I would do something to make up some story when everyone's just, it doesn't really matter what we make, right? We're all the same. So I noticed that as we're having these conversations that, wow, my energy has really shifted because I'm attracting more influencers in my will, and it feels just very, very natural. But before that, I noticed I had a block about it. I noticed it, when I was in situations with some, you know, very successful people, and I was like, gosh, I'm not really being myself. I'm not talking to this person in the same way that I talk to my clients or talk to my friends. Like, I'm doing something weird. And so I cleared it. So my intention today is that you absolutely clear, release whatever's showing up. So what we're going to do, there is such power in this group. There is such power in you all committing. You've chosen, invested this time to spend together. And so what we're going to do is to brainstorm, what is this this list of signposts. So I want you to write down on a piece of paper, or if it's in your journal, signpost. And I'm going to give you a few examples. I gave you a couple of, like, you know, meeting at a party, you know, meeting someone that makes, you know, way more money, or somehow you deem them as more successful. Maybe it's like a New York Times bestselling author or a celebrity or something like that, you know, and energy goes weird. Other times, I'll give you some other examples, like when we charge for our services, the energy goes weird. I used to even just giving out my bank, my business card. I felt weird about that. So that's obviously a block to creating abundance. Do you have a sign, like when you pay for other people's services, is there something weird that happens with your energy? Either being overly generous, or is it, it can happen on a whole range of ways. Or asking people for referrals, which is still, like, it's not money, but it's kind of tied to that. You clear that and you start to just get referrals, or being open to receiving referrals. You notice, like, after weddings or after funerals or inheritances, people act really weird about money, or it brings up stuff. It triggers things with people in a divorce, in marriages. You know, there's different things that happen. So with our parents and our family. So what we can do, I'm going to open the lines, and we're going to brainstorm what are these triggers or signposts. And we could just put them. It doesn't have to say, like, it's not necessarily it's your trigger, because it could just be ones that we see. And we'll just share them. And then in addition to the ones that you've also have shared, if there's open the lines, and then we're going to include that in the energy work today. So star 7 to talk, unless you're, there's a few people that are not muted, so star 7 to talk, or just, let's just brainstorm. And say your name, and then just kind of tell me, what are some of those triggers? And I'm going to write it down as we go, that you want clear. So it's like, consider this is our group offering. Yes.
Hi, it's Julie.
Hi. Hi, Julie.
Hi.
So for me, having to ask people to pay additional monies after they've already paid for a service, and then, like, mm-hmm. I do additional work, and sometimes I have a real fear to say, well, now I need to charge you more because I did extra work, even though it's obvious I did the extra work, you know, like they might be expecting
right.
me to charge them.
Okay. If extra work. Okay, so we'll work on that.
Thanks.
Okay. All right. Anything else? Let's just throw it out there. This is your order to the universe. It's like, let's release it now. Star,
Hello?
Yes.
Hello,
hi.
This is Rui Luis. Hi.
Hi, Rui Luis.
I'm driving. I'm driving at the same time and listening on my mobile, so it's quite... But
perfect.
I had a thing happening today. My car broke down, so I'm like 10 hours late for my trip.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really, really costly. So, and then I got a payment from a client, and it was like
mm-hmm.
one-fourth what I expected. You know, they said, oh, we will pay you this, but this is because this is what we pay others. So it was like two really... I would say, not that I'm a victim, but it was like that feeling of, oh, the car broke down and that the client wouldn't pay me. So it was like a victimization
okay.
that I can't control my money. Yeah.
Yeah, so it kind of prompted some things. Okay, great. Thank you for sharing that. And we can talk about that a little bit more too today, because those are great, great examples. Okay. We could also just, does anyone else have some more to share? We could also just start clearing and then see what else comes up.
Yeah.
One.
Sure.
Yes?
Sorry. Can I say something?
Please.
My trigger is, like when I have question about my paycheck, to the
yes.
accountant or the leader of the band
mm-hmm.
or something, it's hard to ask directly, like, what's going on with this check or when it's
okay.
coming or something like that. And also, when
okay.
I offer my service, I just assume that they don't have money. And it's hard to like, say my fee.
I didn't hear that part. You said about your service?
Like when I offer my service, I just assume they don't have money for my service. So so it's hard to bring up the order thing that I do and the fee.
Mm. Okay. Okay, so great. Now these are all great. And see, what's beautiful, thank you for sharing, because I'm sure that there's others that, like, you can say, oh, yeah, that's me too. Let's clear that. So that's what's so beautiful in the, as a group to add. Okay, what else? What else do you want to work on? Thank you, Megumi. Anything else?
Yeah, I wanted to share. I'm Isabel again.
Yes.
I wanted to share. I'm here in Switzerland, and the first 10 days I wouldn't spend anything. I was so scared to pay. Switzerland is a very expensive country, you know. And now I'm just the day before I am leaving, so I spent $400 well in drugstores and many things, but it was just the first 10 days I wouldn't get the money out of my purse. And now at the end I say, oh, I need this, and if I don't come with a new pair of shoes, because there are no shoes for me in Costa Rica, so I have to buy a shoe here in Switzerland. So it's just the opposite, you know. And it's also this breaking or no, retaining and then releasing too much. I didn't bought
so
too much,
like,
just, you know,
like kind of restricting, or
yes. Instead of flowing from the beginning and say, I see something nice, okay, let's buy a pair of shoe, or I need these essential oils, so I go to the pharmacy, you know, I just stretch until the end, and then I buy everything.
right, okay.
So it was not flowing as I could. But it was nice.
Yeah. Doing it from a place of flow. And okay. Is there anything else?
Hi, it's Julie again.
Hi, Julie.
Hey, I get caught in telling my story, like my little victim story. Mm-hmm. And I hear myself doing it, and I know it's a negative vibration for people to hear that and for me to keep telling it. And I want to stop telling my victim story about something that's happening.
Okay. No, that's awesome.
Okay.
It's just that awareness, you know, that's very powerful. Was there someone else that was speaking? Anything else?
I would like to, because I feel there is some kind of guilt that if everything was just flowing and easy. I don't know, I have some kind of fear, because my life has been, you know, I'm used to this struggle, but what would happen if everything was flowing? It's just like, would I disappear? It's some kind of strange fear. It's a guilt and a fear and a shame kind of feeling.
Okay. All right. So we will, what will happen? Like, will I lose? Okay, is there anything else? We will open any other thing? Okay, well, if we have any other thought, we have time, we can always add to it. All right, so permission to work with everyone here that's going to listen later. Okay, let's see where the energy wants to go first. All right, so I have... It feels easy, comfortable, and natural to charge for my services, to ask, to talk about money, to charge more later, that I own my value and the value of my services, that I feel powerful, that I feel authentic when I talk about money, when I charge, when I'm staying in integrity. So I think, do we need to do it? Let's do each thing, because there's a whole thing about when you think about talking about money, asking for, if you want to say the sale, standing for it, really staying clear on, like, what is my vibration and what do I charge and sticking to it. That it's safe for me. I give myself permission to, I can ask about my paycheck, talk about money, talk about my success, that it feels comfortable. I release any shame about talking about money. And I'm living in the flow of abundance. When I offer my service, I release the pattern of assuming people don't have money. I am living in abundance and I see that abundance in others. I think that is, I recognize that abundance in others as I recognize the abundance in my own life. I think that is part of it. Do we need to do more? No, let's just clear this first and let's get to the root of that. The whole thing about charging for things, talking about money. So the first thing that's coming up is false beliefs. In the womb, first year of life. That's for everyone, or at least for some. Anything in childhood? Okay. So anything in childhood, ready to release? You have these patterns that's a generational pattern. We're going to release this now. Okay. And really set this intention for you, especially if this is something you're like, oh, yes, this is me, to release this pattern. Because you know it works when you feel differently. When you're like, oh, gosh, this used to come up for me, and now it doesn't. Let's see. In a childhood, there's any false beliefs. Okay. So we talk about charging for our services, asking for money, saying what we're worth, staying committed. Talking about our paychecks, like all those aspects of it, seeing abundance in my own life and in others' lives, releasing the pattern of not thinking they don't have the money. Okay, have we gotten to the root? We have. The only thing about that is looking at, is there anything that you're getting from it? Is there some energetic payoff? Or are you absolutely ready to release this now? Okay, so I can feel something in the heart chakra that's coming up. Just talking about that. So let's see here. Just hope and trust. Heaven rejoiced the day I was born. I'm living in the energy of joy. I'm moving forward. I'm peaceful and balanced. I'm safe no matter what happens. Everyone is safe no matter what happens. I take in life fully. So false beliefs. My womb, first year life, age 5, age 10. Okay. So the whole money. All right, so when things happen, I have more than enough for what I need. I'm grateful. I see the gratitude in every experience. I'm living in the flow. I'm receiving compensation, generous compensation for my services. I see the gift. I stand up for myself. I set healthy boundaries. I look for, sort of like looking for the gift in each situation. I expect miracles. I ask for and expect abundance in my life. And I claim that now. So this part is... you know what I see those, like Marie-Louise, you're sharing your story of a couple things that happened, and it's great. I'm so glad you shared that because we're creating this, you're learning how to live in the flow, right? And it doesn't mean that things don't, that nothing ever happens. And so what happens is when we have these little challenges or hiccups, it's almost like the universe is like, okay, you're starting to shift. How are you going to walk through this one?
are you going to still, you know, stay? How are you going to respond to this? And, ooh, I like this because I've never liked, there's something about, like, you know, when you read, like, in the scriptures, like this, in the Judeo-Christian tradition about, you know, like, we're tested. There's, like, adversity and we're tested. And there's a part of it that I've always just, like, kind of resisted, like, this, that, I don't know, that we have this God that's going to, like, I don't know, just give you these tests in a way to kind of trip you up or something. It just, I don't know. I just don't resonate with that in that way. And yet when I'm talking about, okay, like in a more general sense, the universe, it's more like not in a way to like mess us up, but like to strengthen, like, okay, you're exercising these abundance muscles. How are you going to handle this right now and shift it in like more of a playful way? And so like, for one thing, let's do some visioning cues. Why do I have more than enough money, more than enough flow? Why am I fully supported? Why does the universe support me in my affluence? Why do I have the resources right now? What is the lesson? What is the lesson in this? And so there's a way that, especially when you have a couple things like that happen really close back to back, it's like, ah, there's something here, right? What is the gift here? What is it? And immediately I could say, just as, you know, and how we've talked, Maria Louise, is that that the universe is giving you a, like presenting an opportunity to talk about money and to stay in that vibration of what you really deserve. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah. And I actually didn't react. I sent an email and I just tripled the amount. Mm-hmm. Oh, so you charge this amount per design. Here you have three designs. So I created like I just answered to their.
So
I was very creative in that. So instead of being angry and being a victim and this is how much I need, I just said, okay, so it's 3,000 kronas per. So here you have three. Then I'll send you 9,000. So it was like, I just created a new. But we'll see. But it's and then I decided I will not work with them for that amount of money. I will stop working with them. So that's what's also like I said, I will never work with people that pay me this little. I work 30 hours and they pay me like nothing. So that's also a decision. Yeah. So
awesome. You feel strong. You feel No, it feels good. And so that's often, you know, like I think as we're doing this work, I was thinking about, you know, I've shared with you all about, you know, I've taken debt 101, but we've had some doozies with money, and so that's probably why I love to teach this stuff. And my husband and I would have these conversations about debt. What would happen was I am not a numbers person. Although I did well in math when I was a kid, but I like ideas and my energy's all over, and it's just that's not my gift. And yet I was in charge of the money, and so little by little, like we'd end up having this conversation because we'd have like the debt would pile up, and then we'd have to have, you know, heart to heart and look at the numbers. And whenever this happened, I would shift into shame, and it was like, I don't know, I would just like crumble and feel so bad, like I'm such a flawed person, and, you know, this whole thing and tears, and it was just like this whole drama. And we've been married 17 years, and so this would happen, you know, I don't know, even maybe once a year or something like that. This would be our relationship around money. And when I learned about energy work and as I started to grow and to shift in this area, there was a change. So several years ago back, as I was doing this work, we had another conversation and there was, you know, big credit card bill. And I think it's the one that I've shared with everyone how I, a couple times, like, I miscalculated our debt. I thought we had $20,000 left credit spending limit, and it was like $20,000 on the credit card bill that we didn't anticipate. I don't know how you can make that mistake, but I did. And I've done it, I had done it a couple times. And so I had to show them. But this time, you know, normally I would feel like shame and just awful and just take it on. It was almost like this energy, I would take it on and then we would be okay. Like I was sort of like the scapegoat that I would, as I taking responsibility, I would take that and then it would shift our energy and then, you know, everything was okay. Well, this time I said, you know what? I know I made a mistake, but there's something here because we're having me take care of the money and we know it's not my strong suit and we are both adults and I'm not going to take this on like the way we have in the past. Or I said something like that, but the gist of it was my energy has shifted. And he looked at me and there was just a shift in our relationship. We handled it differently. And then, you know, a couple of years passed. And I think I shared with you like over a year ago when, you know, I had invested a lot. I took on branding and there was decisions I made in my business because I didn't, you know, we had my husband's income. But then when his income and things had changed drastically in his business, we found ourselves in debt again. And what was beautiful, I had been doing all this work, and my husband had too. And so here we were presented again with this lesson. But this time, there was no shame. There was no blaming. It wasn't even a hard conversation. We just looked at what it was, and we both focused on solutions. We both knew that we were going to come out okay. We both knew that we were living in abundance. Even though our numbers said something different, we knew that something really amazing was on the other side. And we both respectively focused on our solutions. He, you know, looking for other job opportunities. And then, you know, step by step, we end up landing here in Costa Rica. And I'm sharing that with you because to share with you like how as you release these blocks, there is an absolute shift. And it was like the universe kept on, like I signed up for these lessons around money and debt because I obviously I must have needed those lessons. But when the last time, it's like we don't need that lesson anymore. We've shifted so much around money and things that I was resistant about. I like just budgeting and all these things. I don't have that resistance because I'm in a wealth creation kind of mindset. And so this absolutely works as you clear it. And so I'm really excited about as you release these blocks to see how you shift around money. And some things, you know, it's like, as I shared with you, it's like little by little, first it's just not feeling shame, and you react a little different, and then it started actually, well, no, I want to create this wealth. So as we are doing this this clearing, I want to make sure we get everything that we need. Since I talked about this, I release any shame around money. Any feelings of not enough. There's something how money and like that not enough, like it plays together. I release any entanglement with my victim story, and it's safe to let it go. It is safe for me to stay outside of that victim story. And this part of it is a coaching part, because it's like, I'm getting the love that I need. I'm receiving the attention and the nurturing that I need. Because there's a way that we use these stories, and this is something that my mentor says, that I'm sharing with you, that we use these stories to connect. And so people will talk about, you know, oh, this is my day. Yeah, did you have a bad day? I had a bad day too. Or, you know, complain about the economy or politics or whatever it is, you know, or if people who work together, they connect. And so instead I am receiving, I'm getting all the connection, the love that I need. Now let's see, I am living in the flow. I let go of critiquing myself, like that I am, that it's safe for me to spend, to save some, to spend some. I have a harmonious relationship with money. I release any feeling of being restrictive or living in lack. I release any pattern of compulsive spending or spending too much. I have just an honest appraisal. Well, there's a critique part. I want to release that part because, Isabel, when I go to the U.S., I buy a lot of stuff. I have, like, suitcases full of stuff, and it doesn't feel excessive or it's things that we need, and it's fun to get things that are actually consumable. Like, it's not just, you know, some silly, you know, Gucci purse or something, you know, like, it's things that we're going to eat and the kids will enjoy. So it's like I'm gentle with myself. And I honor my journey and I honor my own process. I think that's also a part of, let's see, is there anything else? I know you all have some beautiful things. I'll make sure we get all of this. Let's see here. Oh, let me go the money blocks. Where did we find this piece? I have it on here. Okay. I release the belief I can't be wealthy and humble. I am humble and wealthy, I can be rich and wealthy and still serve others. I release any unworthiness or shame around money. I release any, the pattern of charging too little for my services. It is safe for me. I have the courage to ask people to pay me for my time that I spend. I set appropriate pricing that allows me to live abundantly and to compensate my employees generously. Customers see the value of my services, and they pay for it generously. I set healthy boundaries by asking others to pay when it's their turn. I expect to be paid for my time and my energy. I am careful and wise with money. I release the pattern of overspending. I take time to keep track of what I spend. I'm intimate with my numbers. I ask to be reimbursed for expenses that are not mine. I release control. I release any control of how others choose to handle their money. I let go of listening or reacting to other people's opinions about my spending habits. I think that's also like a shame thing, like just releasing the shame, because it's okay to I give myself permission to invest in things that I enjoy. I spend my money on things of true value, I'm living richly. I'm living a true affluent life. I let go. I release wanting other people's approval. I release any connection to my parents' money behavior. I handle bills and notices promptly and with joy and with gratitude. I'm intimate with numbers and with my money. It feels good to look at them, to see my flow, to look at where I'm spending. I take care of myself before others with the money I earn. That's a good one. It's okay for me to have money to save for rainy day. I plan for my financial future without feeling guilt. I release any guilt. I release the belief that I'm not worthy of having a lot of money. I release feeling worthless and guilty or belief I have to give to others before I give to myself. I am worth giving to myself, or the pattern of thinking of others before myself. I release the belief I need to struggle, work hard, or sacrifice other things to have money. I can have money and be wealthy and abundant and have a rich life, have rich relationships, be a good mother, a father, a good partner. I release the belief that if I have money, I'm greedy, or I'll be considered greedy by others. I'm free of others' beliefs that limit my truth around creating abundance. I release the fear that others will be jealous of me, or that I can't have money and be spiritual, or that I can't be in a high vibration and focus on earthly superficial matters like money. Because this is my belief is that as you raise your vibration, and that's a spiritual vibration, that you naturally increase your cash money flow. So let's plug into that. So that is, and that's my experience and my evidence, that as I raise my vibration, okay, there's a little background noise, so this is going to, we definitely want to, I raise my vibration, that my money flow, that I'm more spiritual, I'm more myself. I'm more connected to my higher self, and my cash flow increases as a result. I let go of belief. I release any. I disconnect from any competition in my industry. I release the belief that people in my industry are poor, are not properly paid for. I can be creative and share my gifts and be richly compensated for it, and have fun and be richly compensated and make good money. I believe simply if I can't have everything in life, the more I develop my gifts and I'm authentic and true, the more money I make in my life, that it's safe to double my income, that I attract good friends even as I grow my wealth, and true friends. That money is not ethical. I release the belief that money and worldly belongings keeps me in a low vibration. Definitely, let's release that, because it's actually the opposite. I release the belief that I'm not smart enough to have a lot of money. I'm a wise financial steward of my resources. The belief about being selfish, about thinking too much of myself and having money, I will not have any friends, or that I'll be punished by God, or that if I have too much, I release the belief that I'll have to be afraid of losing it, and that I'll be a limit, or that rich people are egotistical and selfish, or that money is the root of evil, the problems of the planet. Well, let me just see if there's any background. I'm going to mute you. There we go. That love and focus on money instead of love of the planet, people, and God. So I release those beliefs. It's actually the opposite. It's not a lower vibration. It's a foundation, because you take care of that, and then you're not in a struggle anymore. And then you have more to give and play and stuff. So. It is safe for me. It's easy for me to deal with big numbers, to write down and calculate, to be meticulous about my numbers, of receiving the help that I need, that it's safe for me. I give myself permission that it feels comfortable, easy, and natural. And I think there's a lot of good ones here. I release this attachment to being, it's also intellectual or being spiritual. That's better without money. Safe to let that go. I easily think of appropriate money-making opportunities for me and put them into action. I have the confidence to charge properly for my work. I'm attracting opportunities all around me. I deserve to earn great money. I pay attention to my numbers and remember to pay my bills on time. I'm intimate with my music, my gifts, and anything that I'm intimate with what I'm focused on. I am scared. I release the fear of working on my music. And so for you, if it's not music, you can think about what it is that you really know you need to work on that will create more wealth. I'm focused. I'm working on it in a systematic way. It is time. I believe in myself. I feel safe. I release the pattern of overwhelm and procrastination. I focus. I am focused. So there's a lot here. So let's do some deep work to clear with this. I know we went over a little bit. Okay, so anything in childhood that you were ready to release, take a deep breath and say, I'm ready to, in yourself, I'm ready to release this now. If you have any ancestral patterns that are holding you back around money and what we've shared, time to release this now. We've gotten to the root. And then, okay, that feels good. Living in the flow of abundance. It is safe for me to step into this higher vibration now, to increase my money flow, to believe, to trust, to hope, to live in that certainty, to attract, to allow, accept, and receive abundance. I see abundance all around me and bring it into my reality. To live richly, to love my life. Awesome. Well, the energy feels good. I know we went over a little bit. I want to make sure so that the focus for this week is it's actually twofold. I switched things around. Last week we focused on really your laundry list, which was a lot of what the signposts were, which is what we cleared today. But what we really need to do is and this is connected with the focus, is to focus on a habit that will create the relationship you want with money. So it could be writing down your numbers every day to get present with money. Just, you know, when you spend 25 cents or a dollar or whatever it is, to write it down. Without judgment, just write it down and do that for a month. It could be also like when you take your credit card out or your debit card out of your wallet, how do you put it in? When you take your money, do you throw it in your purse or do you like show the respect that you have? I respect money and money respects me. So just choose what it is for you. What would be the habit around money to implement to start showing your respect and to create the relationship and to match this vibration. Maybe it's every, you know, looking at your numbers every day or, you know, so share in the group what that is for you because it's really important the work that we do. You're clearing the blocks and you're changing your thought patterns and you're taking action. And that really allows this work to really stick. And then so that you get quantum results as we do more work next week. So sending you lots of love. I hope you have an amazing week and that you feel the shift in this work. And share in the group what you're noticing. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you very much.
You're
bye,
welcome.
Everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The moderator has left the conference.